There are rooms underneath the Eretz Yisrael, that these rooms were open to the Eretz Hanashim, and the Eretz Yisrael was higher up than the Eretz Hanashim. So some are Levian, Nathan, and Kinaris, and Avalam, and Mitzotayim, the Kol Klishir. In those rooms, the Levian would put their harps, lyres, trumpets, and all their other instruments into those rooms. Eretz Yisrael, Hayisarech, Mea, Amo, Shloshim, Bechamech. Arochav, Achaz, Esra. The Eretz Yisrael, the length was 135 Amos, while the width was only 11 Amos. Bechain Edras Kornim, the part of the Azar that only the Kornim could enter, Haisa Orech Meo Shloshim Chamesha, too, had a length of 135 Amos. Arochav, Achaz Asre, the width was only 11 Amos. Rashi Tispasim Abdilim Bein Edras Yisrael, Le Edras HaKornim. There were beams sticking out from the walls on either side to mark the place that the Ezra's Kornim starts, so that the Israelim should know that they cannot enter that part of the Azor. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Eimer, Maila Haisa Gavoa Amo. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said there was one step that led up from the Ezra's Yisrael to the Ezra's Kornim, and that step was an Amo high. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, there was no need for the Pispasim to mark the spot on which the Ezra's Kornim started, since there was a step that rose up to the Ezra's Kornim. Bahaduchin Nasin Oleh, there was a stage put on top of that step at the beginning of the Ezra's Kornim. Ubar Shalosh Malo Shocheti Cheti Amo. And leading up to that stage were three steps. Each step was a half Amo high. Nimtis Ezra's Kornim Gvoa Mezes Yisrael Ste Amos Umachter. Turns out that the Ezra's Kornim was 2.5 Amos higher than the Ezra's Yisrael, since it was a step 1 Amo high, plus the Iduchim, which was 1.5 Amos high altogether, 2.5 Amos higher was the Ezra's Kornim than the Ezra's Yisrael. Now that stage, the Kornim would stand when they duch it. Koha Azara Hayisarech Mea Ushmonim B'Sheva Aracha Mea Ushloshim B'Chamesh. The entire Azara from the beginning of Ezra's Yisrael till behind the Kaparis, or 11 Amos, behind the Kodesh Kedoshim, and until the end of those 11 Amos, from the beginning of Ezra's Yisrael, the length was 187 Amos, and the width was 135 Amos.
When somebody circled the Hazara, he would bow down 13 times to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abba Yosef ben Hanan Omer, Keneged Shloish Esrei Shart. Abba Yosef ben Hanan said, these 13 Ishtachavus were Keneged to 13 gates that there were in the Hazara. When you circle around the Hazara, when you reach each gate, you would bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, some Tanam hold there were only 7 gates in the Hazara, and they hold that the 13 Ishtachavus were not connected to Sharm and Azar. Instead, they were connected to 13 pirtzes, the 13 breaks that the Malchi Yavon made in the Sarig, the Mechitza called the Sarig, when Yavon beat the Mohammed Klai Yisrael. Sharin, Draimi, and Smuchin, Limar. The Mishnah goes on to mention the 13 Sharm according to Rabbi Yosef ben Hanan. The southern Sharm were close to the west. The southern Sharm were Shar Ha'Elyon. The upper Shar, the Shar that was closest to the west, was called Shar Ha'Elyon, as the higher bias was on an incline, so therefore, the closer to the west the Shar was, the higher up it was. Shar HaDelek. The next Shar was called Shar HaDelek, and through that Shar they brought the Ephraim to the Mizbeach. Shar HaBechoros. The next Shar was called Shar HaBechoros. They brought the Korban Bechoros through that Shar to be shafted in the Azara. Shar HaMayim. And the next Shar in the south was called Shar HaMayim. V'lama Nikra Shmo Shar HaMayim. Why was that Shar called Shar HaMayim? Shebo Machnitzin Tzloichi Shamayim Shonitzuch Bechav. Reason being that through that Shar they brought in the pitcher with the water for the Nitzuch HaMayim on Sukkot, and on Sukkot there was Nitzuch HaMayim that was brought through that Shar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Bo HaMayim Mefachet. Eliezer ben Yaakov said there was an additional reason why that Shar was called Shar HaMayim, was because the stream came through that Shar. The stream was the size of a small pach, a small jug, so therefore it was also called Shar HaMayim for that reason. Ba'asidim lios yotze mitachat miftan habayis, and la'asid lavo, the stream would go out from the threshold of the bayis, from the entrance of the hechad, la'asid lavo, the water will come out from the kodesh, kedashim like karnei chagavim, will be the size of the horns of grasshoppers when it comes out from the kodesh kedashim, and it will start getting wider and wider as it goes on. It will pass through the Miftan Habayis and then go on out into the Harabayis. Ulu Umasan Bitsafon Smuchin Lamar. And opposite these Shar that were in the south, there were also Shar in the north, close to the west side. Shar Yechonya, the first Shar in the north was called Shar Yechonya. Shar HaKorban, the second Shar in the north, was called Shar HaKorban. And through that Shar, they brought the Korbanos that were Kodesh Kedosh, and they had to be shot in the north side of the Azar. Shar HaNashim, the next Shar was called Shar HaNashim, of the women. After they exited from the Ezra's Nashim, they would go through that Shar to exit out into the Har Abayis. Shar HaShir, the next Shar was called Shar HaShir, the Levim would bring the clay shear, the musical instrument, through that shark. But Loma Nikrish Mo Shar Yechanya. Why was the first shark called Shar Yechanya? Shabo Yato Yechanya Big Galusa. The reason being is that Yechanya, who was a melech during the Bayis Risho, when Nebuchadnezzar exiled him, he went out through that shark on his way to exile. And before he went to exile, he went into the Azar to daven, and when he exited the Azar, he went through that shark. Sheba Mizrah Shar Nikaner. The shark in the east of the Azar was called Shar Nikaner, as Nikana was the one who brought the daughters to the Beit HaMikdash for that shot. Ushnei pitch b'shem hayu lo, echad miyamino, ve'echad mismolo. There were two small entrances on either side of the Shar of the Mizrach of the Azar, one to the right and one to the left. Ushnayim b'marav lo, hayu lahem shem. The two Shars to the west of the Azar did not have a name.
Sechad midas paragimo mishra alef, ha'mizbecha yishloshim ushtayim, our Shloshim Ushtayim. Mizbech HaChitzon in the Azor was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. The way the Mizbech was made, that a frame was set up made out of beams 32 Amos long. The width of the beams was an Amos that formed the height of the frame. And on top of that frame, another frame was put up. The frame that was put on top of that was made out of beams 30 Amos long, but it was 5 Amos high. All Amos were kind of Amos Zeha Yisuk. The bottom frame went up in Amos. The height of the frame was an Amos. And then there was an Amah indentation until the next frame was put on top of it, and the next frame was only 30 Amos long, and that indentation was called the Yisod. Nimtzo Shloshim al Shloshim. Since there was an indentation of an Amah until the next frame was put on it, the frame that was put on it was only 30 Amos by 30 Amos. Ola Chameit Pekanis Amah Zaha Sovet. The middle frame went up 5 Amos, and then there was an indentation of an Amah on top of that frame before the top frame was put on top of it. That indentation was called the Sovev. The reason why it was called the Sovev is because that indentation went all the way around, as opposed to the Yisod. It didn't go all the way around, like we'll see later on. And on top of that middle frame, another frame was put. That other frame was made out of being 28 Amos long, and that frame was 3 Amos high. Nimta Esrim Ushmona, Esrim Ushmona. So it turns out that the top frame was made out of being 28 Amos long by 28 Amos. And that was the upper frame of the Mizbech. On top of that was the Malkom HaMarech, the place where they were Makar Zikarfonim. Malkom HaKronos Amah Mizeh V'Amah Mizeh. On top of the upper frame, there were Kronos that were put on the corners of the Mizbech. The Kronos were made out of boards of an Amah by an Amah Nimsa Esrim V'Sheish Al Esrim V'Sheish. So it turns out that inside the corner of the top of the Marach was an area of 26 Amos by 26 Amos. And we have to take away an Amos on either side for the corner. Markum Hilach Ragle Akornim Amos Mizeh V'Amos Mizeh. We have to take away another Amos on either side for the place of the Hilach Ragle Akornim, where the corner can walk around the Mizbech, and they can't walk around all the way at the end because the corners would get in their way. So that takes away another Amos on either side. Nimzah Esrim V'Arba Al Esrim V'Arba Makom Maracha. So it turned out the Makom of the Maracha, the place where the Esrim are put and the Korbanos on Nikrav, was a Makom of 24 Amos by 24 Amos. Amar Rabbi Yosi Meitchila Lohaya L'Shmona V'Esrim Al Shmona V'Esrim. Rabbi Yosi says Meitchila, when the Mizbeach was first built in the time of Shlomo during the Bayis Rishon, the Mizbeach was only 28 by 28. That was the bottom frame of the Yisod, was only 28 by 28. Karnak Ba'ola B'midazu Ashenimsa Malkom Amaracha Esrim Al Esrim. So therefore, when you go up on the Mizbeach and make the indentation for the Yisod and for the Sovim, for the Kronos, and for the Malkom Hilach Ragla Akornim, it turned out that the Malkom Amaracha was only 20 Amos by 20 Amos in the time of the Bayis Rishon. U'kishalu B'nei Agola, but when Klai Yisrael went up from Gaul in the time of the Bayis Sheni, Hosifo Lav Arba Amos Min Adarim V'arba Amos Min Amar K'min Gama. When they rebuilt the Mizbeach for the Bayis Sheni, they made the Mizbeach much larger. They added on 4 Amos from the south and 4 Amos from the west. this part of Mizbeach they added on formed like a gimel yavanis, a Greek gimel, which is the opposite of our nun. And that way, the Mizbeach was much larger. The bottom frame was 32 by 32 instead of 28 by 28. As the Mizbeach, since it was smaller, in the times of Shlomo, when they poured the Nesachim on the Mizbeach, it ran off the Mizbeach down to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach into holes that were off the southwest corner and then underneath the floor of the Azara. These holes were off the southwest corner of the times of Shlomo. When they rebuilt the Mizbeach, they darshan that just like the Achila of the Mizbeach, the Achila of the Korbanos are consumed by the Mizbeach itself, so too the Shtia of the Mizbeach, the iron that is poured on the Mizbeach, it should be consumed within the Mizbeach itself. It shouldn't run off into these halls that are off the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. So therefore, they wanted to extend the Mizbeach so it would cover these halls. So they extended 4 amas to the south and 4 amas to the west, so those halls that were off the southwest corner were now underneath the Mizbeach, and then they made halls on top of the Mizbeach. And when they poured the yayin on the Mizbeach for the Nesachim, it went down underneath the Mizbeach into those holes that used to be off the southwest corner and now were underneath the Mizbeach itself. Shenema, and that was the extent of the Mizbeach, they learned that from the Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk says, V'ha'ariyah shtemesrei arach v'shtemesrei rechev rebuah, that the ariyah, which is referring to the Mizbeach, was 12 amas long and 12 amas wide, it was square. You might think that the entire Makom HaMarach of the Mizbeach was only 12 by 12. From the fact that the Pasuk said that all four sides of the Mizbeach were 12 amos, you learn that from there, that when they measured 12 amos, they were measuring from the middle of the Mizbeach. So since they were measuring from the middle of the Mizbeach, it turns out that the entire area of the Mizbeach was 24 amos by 24 amas. That was a Makom HaMaracha, so therefore they had to extend the Mizbeach in order that the Makom HaMaracha would be 24 by 24, as in the time of the Bais Rishon, the Makom HaMaracha was only 20 by 20. V'chutshav Sikra Chaygroi Be'emsa. There was a red line that went around the middle of the Mizbeach, L'havdo Ben Adam Ma'yon and L'damim HaTachtor, to divide between the Dan that was Nizrach on the upper part of the Mizbeach and the Dan that was Nizrach on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. As the chatzis behema ne'olos ha'ov, the dam is nizrak on the upper part of the mizbeach above the chura sikra, while other korbanos the dam is nizrak on the bottom part of the mizbeach under the chura sikra, the red line that goes around the middle of the mizbeach. By yisod ha'imahalach ha'pnei kol ha'tzofon, ha'pnei kol ha'mar. The yisod, which is the bottom indentation of the mizbeach, went the whole length of the north side of the mizbeach and the whole length of the west side of the mizbeach. But it only extended in the south for one amma, and it extended in the east also for only one amma. The rest of the area of the east and the south did not have a yesod at all. It was empty over there. There was no yesod on those sides of the Mizbeach. The reason is that the part of Mizbeach that was built in the chelek of Shevet Binyamin had a yesod, but the part of Mizbeach that was built in the chelek of Sheva Yehuda did not have a Yisod. And one Amma in the east of the Mizbeach, one Amma in the south of the Mizbeach was in the Chelek of Sheva Yehuda, not in the Chelek of Sheva Binyamin. So therefore it had no Yisod, with the exception of one Amma to the southwest and one Amma to the northeast, which was in the Chelek of Sheva Binyamin. So therefore that area did have a Yisod. So therefore it turns out that the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had no Yisod. Now the reason only the part of the Mizbeach that's built and the Chelek of Sheva Binyamin had the Yisod, this learned out from the Pasuk when Yaakov was Marar Binyamin. He said, Binyamin Zev Yitra Babaker Yoichol Ad, and the target of that Pasuk is V'achsante Yitzbane Mikdasha, and the Chelek of Binyamin, the Beit HaMikdash, will be built. And we learn out from there, Dabar HaMakudash L'damim, something that is Makudah for Damim, to be Nidrach has to be in the Chelek of Sheva Binyamin. So therefore they did not make a Yisod to the Mizbeach in the southeast part of the Mizbeach, since it was not in the chelek of the Torah, in the chelek of Binyamin, and when Dan was Nizrak, it was not Nizrak, and that corner, the southeast corner of the Mizbeach.